maybe.
You didn't hear all that thunder and lightning? I mean, I know you didn't hear the thunder. I mean, didn't hear the lightning, but...
I take it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I did.
I wasn't aware of it.
My wife got... She was...
I
was watching TV. She cut everything off, even the lights.
Is that right? Pretty bad.
Yeah. We get those quite quick.
Well, let's see, we were talking about things to eat last time. You were talking about different cuts of steak. What about different kinds of steak?
Oh, well, yeah, there's a T-bone and a club steak and a New York strip and round steak. I guess that's club. There's a cube steak. I might have left out a few, but I don't get a chance to eat very much.
Looks like an interesting steak place down 98. Angelo's?
Yeah.
Going by the road, going down.
Yep, that's a very good place. I usually end up down here at Sizzling Steakhouse. It's closer to me.
There's quite a crowd down there last night. Is that a favorite?
Angelo's? Yes. They have a reputation for putting out good steaks.
Size of the steer they had out in the front.
Yeah. I'm afraid that those steaks in there would probably be too big to eat in the
grill.
I have a teacher that works there as a host just doing something.
I'm still curious about your cheese grits. I'm going to try to go to that place before I leave.
I think you ought to try them, and I think you ought to tell me how they were before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be pleased with them.
Well, I'm intrigued. I thought the grits were just, you know, standard grits.
Well, no, they're not standard grits. They're extra special. Because I like grits anyway, and a lot of most Southerners do, you know. But and it's not just a breakfast dish, as most people would assume, with a lot of Southerners.
Yeah.
We like fish and grits and that. But, so.
Well, I'm going to try. Okay, what about some different cuts of pork?
Well, okay, you have pork chops, naturally. You have the spare ribs. You have what is known as backbone. Then, of course, there's the shoulder, ham, neck bones.
Do you have different names for different kinds of hams?
Well, there's a smoked ham, sugar cured hams, salted hams. I guess that's the same as cured.
Any special name for smaller?
Picnic ham.
Is that just a cut from a bigger ham, or is it a special cut?
No, I think it's called a picnic ham because it's smaller, you know, and would be used maybe for think like picnics or whatever, rather than just a big family dinner. I assume that's how you got its name.
Okay. What are cuts of lamb? Do you eat any lamb?
Very little. Don't care too much for it, but I think there's a leg of lamb and mutton.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about lamb chops.
Well, say if your wife was going to have fried chicken for lunch, if she wanted you to go to the store to get the chicken, she'd tell you to go get a what?
A fryer.
Okay. Now, is there any difference, say, if you were going to, instead of having fried chicken, you were going to have a broil? Would you get a fryer to be boiled?
Yes, I would get a fryer to be boiled.
What about the larger